All right, thank you. My story starts innocently enough with a simple goal to eat healthier, and I got on this kick of drinking a lot of what they call green smoothies, which, if you don't know what a green smoothie is, it's an apple, a bunch of kale, and water blended up to a juicy mixture, and you drink it, and I'll have to admit, I've become a big fan, but I lost like 10 pounds pretty quickly. It felt really good. And so I went on YouTube and, you know, clicked on green smoothies, and there's this whole group of people that are like green smoothie addicts. And they do a little video, and this one woman did a video, and the people post their video and they show like a before picture when they're chubby and fat, and then, you know, how they are now, and they do a little dance and they show you all the ingredients, and you know, there's always a little bit of a curveball, like some cayenne pepper, you know, nutmeg, or I don't know. But this one woman put kelp powder in, and that created a buzz, because kelp is incredibly nutritious. It's the quote that I read is, kelp makes kale look like French fries. So naturally, everyone's like, where'd you get your kelp powder? And, you know, like, how do you do that? Because it was very vague. And so I researched it and found that it was very expensive. And, you know, you had to buy a mass quantity of it. And being a naturalist, I walk the beaches regularly, and there's huge clumps of kelp all around me. And so with a little bit more internet research, I found that you could harvest local kelp. No big deal. It's easy. Bull kelp in particular. And so I went to Cayucas, I grabbed the bull kelp, I washed it, I dried it, I put it in the blender, and boom, I got kelp powder for free. And I was like, man, I'm living off the grid. It's so awesome. Well, in addition with the green smoothies, I wanted to grow a nice garden. And in Morro Bay, pretty much so the only thing you can grow is greens, which worked perfectly. So I had you know, chard and spinach and beet greens but my challenge and the work here is going out every night and battling slugs and snails and various other caterpillars. And so one night, it was a wet night, there was a massive amount of snails. Someone once said, you know, if you break their shell, they'll die. And so I just took them and I hooked them up into they were in the front yard. So I just hooked them into the road. And, you know, the next morning there was littered probably 40 snails. You know, I figured if they didn't get crushed, the car would run over them, and that would do the trick. Well, the next night I went out again, and it was equally as bad. But the first night I started thinking, why am I getting rid of these snails? Like, can't you eat snails? So I went back to the internet, and sure enough, the species of snail that we have, the garden snail here, is not only edible, but it was brought from France with the goal of like making sure that the French pilgrims could enjoy the snail overseas. So I'm like, wow, I am throwing away a perfectly good. And then, you know, is it nutritious? Oh yeah, great source of protein and all that. It's very nutritious. But you gotta do two things: you gotta purify them, and you gotta purge them. What does that all mean? I had no idea what I was. So purifying means that you don't want to just take the snails and eat them, because there could be some kind of poisons. You don't know the source of, you know, where these snails are coming from. So you want to put them and sequester them in a tank and feed them stuff of known origin. Well, that, you know, I got in the tank, and then it was like, the question is, well, what do you feed them? You know, what do you feed snails to make them more tasty? You know, there's the people in the dill camp over here, people in the corn camp over here. And, you know, I was always like, you know, if I'm going to buy beef, I want a grass-fed organic beef. And you know, you're telling me to feed corn-fed snails. Like, so long story short, I'm like, you know, forget about it. I'm just going to feed them the artichoke leaves and the, you know, everything that they were basically eating in my front yard, although it was quite ironic. You know, a week earlier, they were eating my stuff, and I was mad. And now here I am picking it and giving it to them. The irony didn't escape me. And, you know, they're getting bigger, you know. Oh, this is great. And feeding them a lot. And so I got through. You do this for 2 weeks. You fatten them up for 2 weeks. And then you've got to purge them. And what that means, in France, they put them in a pillowcase and just let them sit for 2 weeks, no food, no water. And they on the internet said, oh, you can get away with doing that for just 48 hours. I was like, this is a lot of work, you know, just to eat these darn snails. Like, I thought I was getting rid of this problem. And I was spending a lot of time dealing with this. And so you purge them. I just left them, no food, no water. Okay. Well, finally the time had come when the water was boiled. It's very simple. You take them, you clean them, you throw them in a cauldron of boiling water for 3 minutes. You pull them out, you get a knife, and they come out very easily. All right. Now, I did all that, and then the question was now how do you prepare these snails? Like, you know, a lot of input, a lot of recipes, chefs from Berkeley, and I noticed there's a lot of hors d'oeuvres, you know, kept showing up. I'm like, I don't want to order. I want a meal, you know. I've got 45 snails. So finally, I'm like, you know, I made this nice roux. Like, I had a coconut milk and threw some tapioca flour and some leeks I've grown in the garden. I'd put a little white wine, some garlic. I mean, everything was just right on. You know, I had some rice to serve it on. And, you know, the snails go in there, mix it up, and then boom, time to eat. That moment I've been waiting for a month now almost. And I will just say that first bite of snail is pretty much exactly like you're imagining right now that it would taste like. It was slimy. It was squishy. It was tough. And there wasn't much flavor. That was the worst part. I could put up a lot of slimy and squishy stuff, but, you know, these guys brought them from France as like a prized, you know, culinary delight. And I was like, what am I missing here? And my daughter, who eats like crazy, she wanted to try it. She ate one and spit it right back out. My son right here, he wanted no part. He was studying snails in his kindergarten class, how great they are, and he was briefly introduced the concept of vegetarianism. And my wife, good sport, she downed about 6 snails. And said, oh, they're good. They're good. Good try. You know, how loving is that? But I was like, you know, I made snails. I'm going to power. You know, I've eaten a lot of weird stuff in my time. And I could down some snails. So you start out with 45 snails, minus 1 for my daughter, 6 for my wife. You've got like 35 snails left, or 40 snails. So I couldn't get through them all. I would say I probably ate about 30 snails. Whatever. I've filled up. They're nutritious. Well, what I was not prepared for was at about 2 a.m., my body summoned me to go to the restroom as quick as possible. And I had a night of stomach ailment. I don't want to go into full detail here. And I told my friend, I'm like, man, and he's like, how many snails did you eat? I don't know, like 30, 25, 30 cents. And he's like, dude, there's a reason why they're an hors d'oeuvre. You're not supposed to eat 30 snails. Not even the French do that. You're supposed to eat like 5 snails, and that's good. My wife, she ate 5 snails. She was fine. No problem. I there's something about the amino acids and the enzymes, and I'm not sure what, but don't eat 30 snails. And so you might think to yourself, wow, that was an interesting experiment all done. But my thing now, the work that remains, is I want to get to that place. What were the French thinking? There must be some piece I'm missing. Maybe I need to put some salt in, or I need to. So the work continues, and I know that the snails have been abated for now, but they will be back, and I will continue this story in the future. Thank you.